Blog Talk Radio.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
And we'll do that. Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth, Blog Talk Radio, on the Trust in God Network, live, MetLife Stadium, the Giants, against the Bills again. Bills right back in New York City. And, wow, most of things are happening. Let's see if we can catch Joe Marsh here real quick before he runs. Don't move, okay. Got a chance to catch Joe. Let's get over here real quick. See if we can get Joe watching some of the other scores. Cowboys is a 7-point lead over the Redskins. Steelers are winning. Packers picking up what they won the other day against the Buffalo. Now with a 21-7 lead here. A lot of the 4 points left to go here. And as always, Joe Morris is around. And Joe, any finds today?
Lots of finds. We had a lot of guys come out with their shirts out. Very warm out there today. It's going to be very difficult for players to play in this kind of heat.
Was it hard for you?
Different era. Guys have different ways of doing things. Some guys just believe they can have their shirts out the whole game. That's what we have all game.
It looked like the Giants were going to take over, then things kind of changed. Defense better played by Buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo did a very good job on defense, and they're anticipating what the Giants are going to do with the running game and passing game. And now Buffalo's throwing the ball very well. We're doing a great job.
They won last week against the Jets. Tomorrow, old name comes back in town. Odell Beckham and the Browns.
It'd be very interesting to see what happens with that, because with Greg Williams in on the other side, he running that Jet defense should be very interesting to see how that turns out.
Always good to see you, Joe. Thanks, baby.
Thank you.
One of the greats of all time, Joe Morris. That's the talk with Wild. That's always had so much to our show. Doc Stanley, exposing the Blog Talk Radio Social Network. The Seahawks are now leading the Steelers 21-13. The Vikings are killing the Packers 21-16. Cardinals telling the Ravens 20-9. Baltimore is leading Arizona 20-9. And we find that Detroit is trailing the Chargers 10-6, and the last game, Jacksonville Jaguars, taking a peep at that. They are looking to get into the end zone, and right now, the score there is, get it to you in just a minute, Jacksonville 13. First update on the scores right now. Giants just got into the end zone now. So 12 plays, 6 yards, 6 minutes, 17 seconds. Now it is a boy that touched on fast, Eli Manning. So he's got an end zone with a touchdown, T.J. Jones. And now, just like that, it is a one-score game with a lot of time left. Dr. Kelly, Sports of the Blog Talk Radio, Red Network. We're watching the Cowboys, the Redskins.
24-14 win. Cowboys are driving.
Doc Stanley, Sports and Depth Live, Talk Radio on the Trust and Garland Network. See if we can get a hold of Dusty here. Cardinals have just scored his 2015 game now. Vikings trying to get on the scoreboard. A lot of time left to do it. 20 sub left in the third quarter. So that's a lot of football left there. And playing at Lambeau Field. Maybe that's the first coach playing back at this. Cody Lambeau. With Cousins is trying to get his team in. So, okay, now we're going to get back here and finish with our of a madness. You can get old Dusty to join us too. So, getting here real quick. And get Andrew Rosario, Jamie Harris. A couple of doctors. People will think less of you before they will think more or highly of you. Talking enemies, bruh. Better friend than your so-called friend is your worst enemy. If you think more highly of you, want to find and make more time for them in your life. The mind's really not in the beginning, and it's a continuation of the bunch of meaning in your life. The day with that. Words of wisdom. Oof. Fortune that blocks have been touched down. There is life in that life. Wait for it. Just so you join us. Audio, Victory, Big Red News, Vision, and the iconic Amy Harris, also from the one and only Infinite News. I'm about to sneak in here real quick. I got both of these guys here. They're looking at me. They're looking for sandwiches, but not going to anything until they talk. So that's out. Andrew, and you got to watch Andrew every now and then. Andrew, and you be around Andrew, and all he's like, I know speak English, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Andrew. Yeah, you've been here. So let's talk about this football game. It looks like the Giants want to take over, take charge. And it's been the case. They get back on the scoreboard, but Buffalo played well in New York. They beat it just last week. Maybe they got undefeated season they stayed in New York.
Doc, you're 100% correct. I was in Dallas last week when the Giants, their first drive, they got into the end zone, and that was it for the offense. The defense, the secondary was shaky, just as it has been in this game. Looks like they're tightening a couple of things up, but, without them moving the ball consistently or stopping anybody consistently, it's going to be a long season for Big Blue.
Okay. It's just ironic. He's not here, but he'll be here tomorrow night. Odell, how much will he miss? How much are they going to miss?
They're going to miss him tremendously. I think the only thing they're not going to miss is all the other antics that he comes with. But talent-wise, as the Giants give up a nice long running play, talent-wise, he's one of the best. But this organization does not like individuality from that standpoint. But look at me. Kind of wide receiver diva mentality that he brought, not only on the field but off the field. I don't have a problem with the Giants trading them. I just don't think they got equal value for him. They go out and they sign Golden Tate. They spend it for the first four games for PVP use. And they have no wide receiver that scares the opposing defenses. And Saquon Barkley can only do so much. They're putting eight guys in the box. They're daring the Giants to run. Their offensive line is shaky at best, and Eli, he has the mobility of a guy in a wheelchair. So add all of that up, and they're going to find trouble putting points on the board.
Andrew, let's talk about an amazing thing here. Yankees, hurt again, And you have one of the best records of all of baseball.
You know, it's a total tribute to their farm system. It's a total tribute to the second-year manager. And as the Giants almost came up with an interception, it's just a total, you know, Aaron Boone has done a spectacular job and realized that all the injuries they've had, the starting pitching has been good enough to get into where they're at. But when you get into the playoffs, everybody knows everything is condensed. They're not going to be scoring 7-8 runs a game. And they need to get at least 5 to 6 good innings. Are there starters? You never know what you're going to get out of CeCe Sabathia. J.A. Happ is hurt, so we're not sure what he's going to be able to do in the postseason. Tanaka, you never know what you're going to get out of him. He does pitch very well in the postseason at home, but on the road, it's a totally different story. So I think that these next couple of games are really big for them. As soon as they can lock up the division and know they're not going to play in that playoff game, Aaron will be able to rest some of his starters, bring up some of the minor league guys, have them throw innings that really aren't going to mean anything, and hopefully they'll get their starting pitching straightened out.
And Andrew, there's two things here. I'm sure that, you know, I think one of the manager of the year. And it seems to me that, you know, it's a thing all through sports. You're reluctant to give the MVP to the rookie. Give it to a manager. I think he managed to get it. Now, what about this? Could we put CC down there and make him the short man out of the bullpen?
I think that's what their plan is going to be. The only way I see CC starting a playoff game is if they have maybe like a 2-0 or 3-1 lead in the series. They can afford to try to throw him out there and hopefully give him, you know, 5 good innings and then have the bullpen, you know, do the rest, pick up the slack from that standpoint. Because, again, their middle relief is solid. Chapman is solid. And that's what you're going to be looking for, you know, out of CC. He's a veteran. He knows how to pitch. He still has a really, you know, bulky knee. They're hoping that that's not going to be a factor when and if he does get on the mound.
Other guys, we thought they were done. They got a shot at the playoffs, despite some of the manager moves by their manager. Mets looking like they're going to get a playoff this too, Andrew.
It may come down to the last 3 games of the season for them in order for them to make that second wild card. And you saw the run that they had right after the All-Star break. They keep their starting pitching the way they are, get the timely hits from their big guys. They could definitely be a factor and go a long way in the playoffs, but they got to get there first. And right now, they're close, but they're not there. So it may just come down to the last 2 games of the season to determine if they're going to be playing in October.
So let's find a way at UU Latino Sports. That is the legendary Nerd Beacon. Let's work on finding how often can we read about today?
The New York Beacon, www.newyorkbeacon.com. And Latino Sports, www.latinosports.com. You can see columns, photos, and everything you want to know about New York sports. You know, we cover it all. I was in Dallas last week, like I said. I leave Thursday. I'll be covering the Giants in Tampa next Sunday. So it's going to be pretty interesting, pretty exciting. Not only regular season football, but then some of the baseball playoff, and then before you know it, it's going to be basketball season, and we're going to be talking about the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets, and that's a whole new story. As, again, we see the Giants secondary giving up a big third down conversion to Buffalo. Doc, thanks so much for having me on.
Don, a pleasure to talk to you next week, too. From the Legacy Day, I got live from the Giants game this week. I want to let them get listening. You both guys are Latin, you know. When they don't want to talk to you, I know speak English. But when he does speak English, he does the best answer with that. Hold on, Dusty. I'm trying to get my mind.
Yeah, Doc. Oh.
Trying to get as much people. Good. Yeah. Oh, get a minute.
Huh?
I said you got a minute. You got a minute. I need 2 minutes. I need you to give me a second what's happening right now. Yes. Welcome back, man. You had a very serious thing there health-wise. Good to see you helping a lot. You feeling better now? Definitely.
definitely feeling better. Giants offense picked up a little bit second half. Defense as well. So let's see if they can pull off this comeback victory. You know, about 9 minutes left. We got to feel confident that they can still pull this off. No, a lot of football left.
Next question now, you know, do they miss the guys from being on that or Joe Beckham?
Well, based on how the Browns played last week, time will tell. You know, right now it's still up in the air. You know, it's hard to replace a playmaker like Odell. Mm-hmm. So, but time will tell. It's still early on in the season. We'll find out. Probably, to be honest with you, we'll probably find out within by the end of the year, I would say.
Okay, where can we reach you at? Who are you writing for Southern, baby?
Elite Sports NY. You can reach me at Jason K. Leach on Twitter.
Jason. Yeah, my man, Jason had a little injury scared there, but now he's doing a lot better. That's the Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
Tough fight last night, baby. Tough fight.
The fight, nah, there wasn't no fight last night. Are you serious? That was just a walkthrough. That was just guys going through the motions, man, and putting on gloves and just going through the motions. Everybody quit. There were knockouts that should have fights that should not have been made, but the promoters made money. That's all. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Just to enhance the zone cable people, they have a schedule from here to the end of December with the highlights being Triple G. And then, yeah, just before Christmas and through Thanksgiving, and they have Triple G now in October with the vacant title of one dude who fought Danny Jacobs and almost beat Danny Jacobs. And then you have, of course, Canelo challenging Kovalev, you know. And
Kovalev,
let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give Canelo credit, but he learned how to deal with hard-punching Russians, and that's why he thinks that he can beat Kovalev. He's a harder puncher, mm-hmm. and Kovalev doesn't have much of a defense. And Canelo is a vicious, vicious, vicious body puncher, man. He's what we used to call in my game the elevator fighter. You'll destroy your body, then you'll go to your head, then you'll go to your head, then go back to your body and make you earn your keep. But unless Kovalev under Buddy McGurk improves and becomes the monster that he was supposed to be before, the crusher, you know, I think Canelo will take him. But,
we got to remember, too, Dusty did take Gotti and taught the old dog new tricks. Maybe he can do the same thing with Kovalev, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. He said he learned how to fight a tough man with Triple G. And learning how to beat him, I think, prepared him. I don't know. I'm doing all crazy gymnastics over here. Prepared him to fight Kovalev. He says, I like to challenge myself. Doesn't that sound familiar? This is Mikey Garcia, who says, I like to challenge myself. And he fought Errol Spence and got a beating. And he hasn't fought since. But Canelo is going on that same vein. I like to challenge myself. I already have a super middleweight title. And mind you, that every time he fought defending his 54 title and the 60 title, he weighed 73 pounds. So the man is going in as a light heavyweight anyway. And he has a punch, man. So basically, this is what I see. Like they say in tennis, advantage Canelo so far because of
Let's take a quick look at the scores here. The Roma Ravens leading the Cardinals 23-17 at 8 minutes and 14 seconds left.
Oh, my God.
The Tennessee Titans are leading the Indiana Colts 17-13 with 4:43 left.
We just got a
touchdown. So Baltimore has now taken the lead. They're up 19-17 with a point after kick. There were 4:38 left to go. The Indianapolis Colts have a 19-17 over Tennessee. Seattle is beating the Steelers 21-19. The Chargers are leading the Indianapolis. No, I'm wrong. It's Tennessee. Okay, right. And the Chargers are leading Detroit. Well, now Detroit's leading the Chargers 13-10. We've got that Houston 13-6 over Jacksonville. The latest score, that Redskins game, Dusty, the Cowboys just scored again, may kind of put the game out of reach, 31-14 with 2:53 left to go. So the Cowboys looking to go 2-0, Redskins 0-1, but the Redskins are driving. looking to go in, but still, even with a touchdown, they'll be 10 points behind. So the Redskins are trying to score with us.
Yeah, well, even though, and here the Giants and Buffalo, even though it's close, the Buffalo looks like they're gonna put the game away.
Right now, Buffalo last week beat the Jets, so if Buffalo played every week in New York, maybe they'd be undefeated.
They want to beat every New York team, and yet they're from New York, New York State.
But the fact
of the matter is that they're playing some good ball. You're very much impressed with that rookie quarterback.
Once again, Dallas up 31-16 here, and we have the Chargers. You know, Chargers, incidentally, too, have one of the new black coaches in NFL. Chargers have a black coach. Steelers have a black coach.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, in the, 13-6, the Texans over the Jaguars. The Cowboys up 31-14 over the Redskins, who probably should have lost to the one last week. But right now, let's stay here, Dusty. Cowboys, second and goal for the Redskins. Let's say they can get an end zone. They have. Redskins have scored. So now it is a touchdown for the Redskins. And it's 31-20. They'll just go for the point after. But they're still 10 points back with about 2 minutes left. So we're going to find the Cowboys sitting on the ball. That Ezekiel Elliott's back. So we're looking at the Cowboys on 2-0.
He's back with a vengeance, man. So he's going to earn that $90 mil.
He got paid. England is just showing that they're relentless. Another 30-point game is 37-0.
Well, what do you expect from Miami? I mean, they're that bad, man. I mean,
Evidently, they lived up to expectations. They're trying to get on the scoreboard, and they almost did. Well, that's that. Once again, Indianapolis Colts 19-17 over Tennessee. Green Bay with a thin lead right now over a driving Minnesota Vikings. And we're back here at Giant Stadium, where it's first and goal for Buffalo. It's 21-14. That's a lot of time left.
There's a lot of time left, Doc, to pull it out, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they have to score quick, and the Giants have to come back and score quickly. So right now, let's hang on. It's second and goal for Buffalo. They're going for field goal. Let's see. Buffalo has the ball, and they just get in the end zone. So now it's going to be a 28-14 game. That's a 2-touchdown lead, but with 7 minutes left, a lot of time left in the game.
It's a lot of time left, The Giants are
pulling
it out.
Okay, so we've got the Fury fight. Talk about that fight. You said it just was a walkover, but I'm not Fury. Now, Fury's waiting for the winner of the Ortiz Wilder fight, and that's not going to be a cakewalk for Wilder at all, is it, Dustin?
Well, no. You know, let me tell you something. You know, you and I talk like husband and wife. Wilder, like I said, he only has one hand. That hand, that cinder block right hand, is enough to nullify Ortiz, enough to nullify Joshua, enough to nullify any. The only one he could nullify was Tyson Fury, who beat him in that last fight. But it will be a good fight between him. Oh, Buffalo just scored a touchdown. It would be. To his credit, I mean, Ortiz, if he nips and tucks and fights him pretty, back, because he's a warrior. He's a runaway freight train that knows a lot of defense. But how well can he withstand that cinder block right hand of Wilder? I mean, it remains to be seen. Okay? I have all the... confidence, and you know how critical I am of Wilder, that right hand is the catalyst. The catalyst to keep him undefeated unless Andy Ruiz has a bigger plan and he can take his punch. So,
hold on a second. I'm trying to get a hold of
Go ahead.
Great legendary from the Amsterdam News, Jamie Harris. Jamie, is Buffalo is good or did Judges playing bad New York team?
I think it's a combination of both, Doc. I think Buffalo's defense is very solid. One of the best in the NFL, in fact. On the flip side, the Giants defense for the second week in a row has really struggled. Last week they were shredded by Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
This week, Josh Allen. You know, the defensive backfield needs a lot of work. And, you know, at this point, the Giants are about to be 0-2, and it seems like they really don't have any answers at this stage on the defensive end.
Absolutely. They seem like the
hold
what
on,
they
hold
used
on,
to say
just,
the yeah, go ahead, man.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
You know, and you know, while the offense looked better today, there's still a lot of opportunities. Giants offense left on the board. Saquon has had another very good game. Nonetheless, when you look at the scoreboard, it hasn't translated into points. They only have 14 points late in the fourth quarter. And so the offense also still has a lot of work to be done.
Team's getting ready to run. Right there, there's one more question, though. Yankees, as well as they play, imagine how the record would be if they were healthy. They pushing?
Yes. You know, certainly they have proven to be a resilient team. Major injuries. Giancarlo Stanton, who set the turn. Severino's been out all season, but Stanton's been out all season. And they've still been able to dominate their business, really.
Yeah.
And really run away with it. Now, the playoffs would be a whole different animal. The Astros will be waiting for them with arguably the best rotation in baseball, and that is going to be something to watch. Can the Yankees' rotation hold up? And will they be able to match up, which I think ultimately will be the Yankees in Houston, the American League Division Championship, American League Championship Series, will the pitcher be able to match up with the Astros' great starting rotation?
Well, Doc, remember what I asked you?
Jamie's going to run. Hold on a second. Jimmy Harris, thank you for being with us from the Amsterdam newspaper, the iconic Amsterdam newspaper. One of the favorites that are instrumental in the implication of Jackie Robinson in the baseball. Jamie, one of the astute intellectual sports writers of our time, and before that, Andrew Rosario from the New York Times. Go ahead, Jesse.
Yeah, no, I think I spoke to you yesterday, and I asked you about all egos out of the window when you want to win. And being that CC has been injured, can he come in as a reliever instead of starting? I mean, because Severino's coming back next week, Betances is coming back, or he's back.
What you're saying is what Andrew said, that it's a situation of the way he's pitched, and at this stage of his career, he could be that's what we're looking for. That's going to be the advantage factor for him, probably being that short man out of the bullpen. Which could be big, but Andrew was saying though you do that with maybe 2-1, you have to believe in the playoffs. You can't chance with him in a game that you have to win though.
Well, that's true too, but if the magic number is 4, I believe 4 or 3 from yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you win what you expected to win, and you know, then you have to restructure. A formidable force with all the pitchers coming back, you know, a lineup that will give you that tight edge, you know, that would, you could give him a starting slap, but if he begins to get weak, you know, slapped around, well, then you got to have somebody to come in and even the third or fourth inning come in and relieve him. And this way, you know, with all the guns back, you know, you should be able to hold that strength because, home runs is home runs, man. But that doesn't. Yesterday you had Gardner went crazy yesterday, but then next week he'll go cold. So the fact of the matter, and then who were they playing? But the fact of the matter is that you have to have some formidable force that you give the ball to that will hold down these guys, because like you said, that the season is over after 62 games. Now we got a new season. The new season begins with the playoffs.
You're fighting the top rate competition too. You're fighting the best players. Let's see. We're going to quickly go in because we didn't get a chance to write. So we're going to open up with prayer, and then we're going to Marvin, close, but John Coltrane, lead us in prayer. Good Lord, we thank you for another day. Have your will, have your way. Food on our table, food on our back, food wide and well, clothed in our right mind. So we thank you for being our God, for being our Savior, and the help of all the players on the field, around the NFL. And in the name of your darling Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As always, I want to take a moment or two to salute our number one listener, Rosie from Boca Raton. And once again, salute Brazil on any day, which was the 7th. Congratulations to them. And we're going to come on back here for a minute. Marvin Gaye is going to lead us out into the industrial with some closing thoughts and put you update on what's the latest happening here with the Giants trying to make a drive here to get within a touchdown of the game. But before we go, Marvin Gaye is going to stay before we go on our way. Mr. Gaye.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today,
children today,
really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live
for life.
Live
for life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children.
Wow.
Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, destined to die.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
And if I may say that the Sports in Depth Nation is here, the Sports in Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
And my co-hosts are here. Thus, we just got still with an outside shot here. It's good for them to left. They can stop 3rd and 11. So it's know that they'll have some breaks here, a couple injuries. Close in a minute. Let's see, last thoughts before we close out here today.
Last thoughts?
Yeah. Hmm?
Regarding, I'm sorry, I lost your cover.
Oh, well, the fight's coming. We got Spence.
Well, the
up.
Fight's coming up. Well, you know, it's a library full of a schedule, a menu full of a lot of fights. But you know, one thing I saw last night, and this is probably, and I'm glad you mentioned that thought. I can see the rationale why promoters don't want to promote women boxing, with all the respect to them.
Mm. Good, Dusty.
The last time I saw good fighting in women,
mm-hmm.
well, two times, besides Jackie Tana won the Olympic, but in women, prominent
yeah.
boxing, was Christy Martin and Laila Ali. But, and there was a third party that you may not remember or may not have seen, a woman called Jackie Fraser. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah,
Joe Fraser's daughter. And
it's
Joe
funny,
Fraser's daughter.
I remember
her
last night at Flo Anthony's birthday party. She was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
well,
thanks, Jesse. Yeah.
Well, Joe Fraser, Jackie Fraser, beat the crap out of Laila Ali.
mm-hmm.
And she threw that patent left hook of her father's and staggered Laila Ali, almost knocked her out. But they gave the decision to Laila Ali. Okay, the reason I'm saying that
mm-hmm.
is because you see Amanda Serrano, she is to me the real deal. She fights like a man. Last
mm-hmm.
night I saw a championship fight, super middleweights. It looked like two women fighting over a man in a bar.
That's crazy.
I'm serious. I said, hey, what? This is a world and the world champ super middleweight. She is 5-1 with two knockouts, and the other one, a Mexican, 27-2 with 18 knockouts. I figured this is going to be a war, but they were slapping
mm-hmm.
each other, slap, no body punches. No, I said, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. Okay, so this is why I see they the people frown on. And then, you know,
reluctant.
And
they're reluctant.
Huh? Yeah, they're reluctant
they're reluctant.
Because they don't fight like men. Maybe that's I'm being too critical. But if you're going to get into this business, you better fight like me. You know, show
mm-hmm.
me some stuff. But and the only one that does, maybe I'm enamored with Amanda Serrano, but she's a bad bitch, man. She goes to the body.
Hey,
she hooks you.
Now, would this have to do anything with the fact that she's also having to be Hispanic?
you rotten racist, flag waving. The thing is
like
that she fights.
Style. I like your style.
She fights like a freaking man. She body punch, jab, and like, I think I told you yesterday. Well, I told you that if the 2 minute rounds had been 3 minutes, she would have knocked out Hardy in the first round. That 2 minute saved her. So and the fact of the matter is that this is what it is. But you know, it's kind of disheartening. I want them to make a living. I want them to, but I mean, I don't know who's training them. The guy who built the Peterson brothers, Barry Hunter, was in one of the women's corners. I was figuring, oh, Barry Hunter is the trainer, man. This should be a good fight. it was a slap you and I slap you and I scratch your eyes out fight. I said, get out of here, man. But anyway, I'm glad for them that at least they're making some money. But I'm not too enamored after what I see. You know, even Loretta Shields doesn't impress me too much. And she won 2 Olympic gold medals, you know. So,
yeah.
But anyway, that's my thought for today.
Love it, baby. Okay, let's tell everybody goodbye in Spanish. And
okay, buenas tardes, cuídense. Everybody, bendición de Dios. Doc, take care, baby. And I don't look. It's always a 2-minute, 3-minute one. The Giants ain't gonna do nothing. And they're gonna be 0-2, and so the Jets tomorrow, guaranteed. But you know, we don't have any quality teams in New York at all. Look at that. He just threw an interception. Freaking Manny. You know, I'm going to tell you something, and I know you're going to kick my ass, man, but that's where I dream of and bring up this thing of Colin Kaepernick. These quarterbacks, they stink a whole hell. The Jets don't have one because the guy got mononucleosis. You can't bring Colin Kaepernick, man? That's why I just don't care.
Hey, you're not by yourself.
Ridiculous.
Black County, Block Radio.
Okay,
bye. My co-host Dusty. Okay, and
God
we're
bless.
Going to get ready to close
Take
out.
Care.
But we thank you, Dusty. Talk to you later. And what I close
right,
it on.
Right, got you, baby.
Thanks, Dusty. And our closing theme is what I do, Layla Hathaway and Kurt Whalen.
Cause I'm love, what I like you is 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm love. It's what I.
Happy birthday to Carl. Thanks once again. That's the first time catching up with Carl. You like, man, anytime you come on the field, 2014, 27 seconds to go, that works. A touchdown. Cut it to 7. But the Bills, no, not only have we seen them, the exit.
I run again to try and ease that lonely pain. No matter where I traveled, there I'd be stuck in those walls of skin called me. And I was just a running to find something true. And I'd just be running with nothing to prove. And I kept on running and had nothing to show. They all saw me running and said, there he goes.
What was it for? Wake up anyday. That's the Sunday. I think you got to feel away. Charlie Wilson.
Somehow you made me feel my life had just begun.
Mr. Wilson.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up.
Listen.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
You know I'm blessed.
Ask me how I'm doing. I'm blessed. and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning loud. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Davis, the iconic song, Kind of Blue. Brown played today, and New England, how they played. Brown also got a touchdown today in the game in Miami. Fell into this section of the New England, and they ran a rough side over the Patriots. Patriots ran rough side over Miami. Last goal was 37. Zip. And Brown played, got a touchdown. Excuse me, 43 zip was the final on that one. Tom Brady, 2 touchdowns, 28 on the passing, 43 zip. Looked like they're rocking and they're rolling. And wow, enough said there. Giants fans are blue, 0-2. On the beginning of the day. Let's hold on a second.
Yeah. Okay. Who you liking that Errol Spence and
Porter? Yep, like Porter.
So you now you heard about Canelo and Kovalev, right?
What?
November 2nd.
Oh yeah.
Who you like there?
Canelo.
And what are we gonna do? We got the Triple G's back in next month, Carl. He's fighting getting that IBF title. Is that just another step? Are we going to see Triple G and Canelo again?
Well, everybody.
So, quickly, get called. Thanks for shouting us for a minute. So, we got to go back on the air. And that was it. Oh, no, he likes, like, Dusty, he likes Porter over Vince, which I don't see happening. He likes Canelo over Cormier. That's a possibility. And the last one. Wow, that's good. Okay, with that, we just wanted to get someone to call for his birthday, which happens to be the same day as my late father's, which happens also to be the birthday of Michael Jackson. Also, I mean the birthday of Charlie Parker, Birdman. That's it. Outstanding. Sports is a Blockbuster Radio. Justin Godwin. There is Larry Hardesty will take us out. And, hey, that will be it for the show. Mr. Hardesty. Well, go reflect it all. And Larry will tell us all it's time to go.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Bye.